that repays them for construction costs, repays them for operation, and their debt that they took out to build the project.
And that's paid for by sales tax?
It is paid for completely by sales tax revenues. Yes.
And if the sales tax revenues aren't there?
If the sales tax revenues are not there, there is the ultimate backstop for that is an assessment district. But the financial plan is what we call balanced, in that the availability payments, the sales tax bonds, debt service, long-term bond debt service are all covered by sales tax. Our estimate for sales tax growth is about 1.5% per year, and we're using, and we'll get into what's changed in this in a minute, but it's a fairly conservative approach with respect to the base and the growth rate of what's expected for sales tax.
Representative Martinson.
Thank you. You mentioned assessment as a backup. Is this property assessment, special assessments?
There is a special assessment district, tax assessment district, that has been formed for the sole purpose of securing better financing rate on sales tax bonds than you can get in the marketplace for pure sales tax revenues. So the assessment district is the ultimate backstop for being able to borrow money against sales tax revenues at a more attractive rate than what you would get with borrowing
against. So are you using property tax at all? Because, I mean, that's, to me, is the logical place for you to be getting this. The city of Fargo and the property owners of Fargo are the ones that are benefiting from this. They should be getting the assessment. When I go down to Fargo and pay sales tax, I'm paying for your project.
Representative Munson, we thank you very much for that. But present cost, property tax generates about $25 million basically to run the city events. The sales tax is the reason we have that in place, is that generates about $48 million a year, and that's what could be utilized for that. The people who come visit help us, but the city and county make a sales tax available to help us with this. And that's a 50-year sales tax. That's pretty hard to get. But the other question, Representative Schmidt, is the fact is that if we don't have the money from the sales tax, we would have to trigger the tax assessment district. So,
Representative Sanford.
Just to follow up to that, Mayor, what is the nature of the assessment district? Is it the city limits? Is it how far does that extend? City, county, where, what is the nature of the?
It,